If we look at environmental protection, we can see that competitiveness would not be lost by companies if all countries had to adhere to the same rules. If we had worldwide ecological policies, no country could gain a competitive advantage over another by being less environmentally friendly. We have seen moves in this direction, and some worldwide environmental laws do exist. However, the International Conference on the Environment in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 is a sign of how difficult such agreements are to achieve. After the conference was over, very little had actually been settled. Another reason why environmental decisions must be taken internationally is that if they are left up to national governments, then the smaller countries are almost helpless. Countries with smaller economies fear the massive power of polluting industries, such as the car industry and the oil industry. If we go back to the other issues of the tobacco and alcohol industries, what can we see as moral improvements for the future? Some critics say that the products should be banned completely. However, this would solve nothing. Although alcohol and cigarettes are just as damaging to the health as some illegal drugs, a ban would achieve nothing. The products are simply too widely used, and the effects of prohibition of alcohol in the U.S. in the 1920s shows us that a ban simply results in increased organized crime. How, then, can governments protect their people from such damaging products? The answer is simply through controlling the ways in which the products are promoted.